Track 13.
Part 1.
Welcome back to Radio 2, where today we're talking about what it means to be British. We're looking at a study that tried to find out more about British identity. And there's Phil Edgar-Jones, director of Sky Arts, who had the idea for the study.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start, Phil. Why did you want to learn more about British identity?
Well, we always knew it's not simple to understand what being British really means. So we asked 2,000 people from different parts of the UK to help us find out more.
What did you find out?
We discovered that people in different parts of the UK see Britishness in different ways. While about half of the people in London feel British, only about 20% of Scots and around a third of Welsh people do. It shows that where you live makes a difference as to how British you see yourself.
That's surprising. What about feeling proud to be British?
Most people in our study said they're proud of being British. I think 9 out of 10 people were proud or a little proud of their Britishness, which is a nice thing, I think. Only 13% of participants in the survey had a very negative view of being British. But the figures show that older people are prouder than younger people. 42% of pensioners, but only 19% of younger adults.
So age makes a difference. What about British music?
I was quite surprised by that result. Queen was the favourite music act among those we asked, even more than the Beatles, Elton John, or David Bowie. It seems Queen's music really connects with people in the UK.
Oh, I understand that completely. Well, there's a short break right now. After the break, we're talking about the top 15 signs of being British.